Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
What a historic moment in America with the nomination of Brett Kavanaugh. Now that Justice Anthony Kennedy has resigned, there is an incredible opportunity to reshape the future of the court and even America. We're going to be talking about it today on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel, and Peggy Niedenaber, who is the vice president of Faith and Action to the nation's capital. Peggy, you're located directly behind the United States Supreme Court. I mean, it is literally across the street from the Faith in Action building.
Mm-hmm. You can actually look into the justice chambers from our office on the second and third floors. And we are directly located where the president or any VIPs enter the court. And when the president does come to the court, our street is closed and in front of our offices where the officers stand while he enters.
So I imagine you're like throwing out visual prayers as they go by, aren't you?
We do not throw out visual prayers. We go out front and we actually give water to all of those officers and ask them if they would like prayer. And they usually graciously accept it. And that's where we stand while the president's inside the court.
Very good.
And sometime when the nominee is sworn into office at the U.S. Supreme Court, the president's motorcade will cross right in front of the Faith in Action building and turn into the Supreme Court from that back entrance right there to go into the Supreme Court for that swearing-in ceremony.
They do. They run dogs through our buildings. They knock on the door and they let us know. We have connections in the court that let us know when it's happening because they know that. And we also have what we call the largest world-size track, gospel track. And we drop that banner from the top of our building, and it's a three-story banner that says we always pray for our president.
Wow.
And we usually strategically drop that a week before the president goes or visits the court for this particular ceremony.
Wow, that's an amazing situation. Now, you've been with Faith in Action for 15 years, and before that, of course, you have been working in the nation's capital, so you know so many different people there. Tell us a little bit about the Ministry of Faith in Action, then I want to talk about the process, and then maybe give us a story about how Faith in Action has been so effective on the nation's capital.
The reason we got the building where we're at is because it helps us get to our mission field, which we are 1 mile from the White House. It is within walking distance. We've carried across that far. And the Senate buildings are about a minute away. The congressional buildings are maybe 3 or 4 minutes away. And we are looking directly at the Supreme Court, and right on the other side is the Capitol. That's our mission field. And that's where we focus on in changing the heart and the minds of those on Capitol Hill. And that doesn't just go to the members of Congress. That goes to their staffers. That goes to their interns. That goes to many people. And even with some of the projects that we do, our outreach projects, that may reach the public. And that's one of our goals as well. Faith and Action became a ministry on the Hill because we did not see anything else happening that we could strategically do this ourselves. And so with our prayer team, right now there is a church service that's held every Wednesday evening in the Capitol, and that's been going on for about 3 years. There had not been a prayer service for 166 years in the Capitol. They used to have prayer services every Sunday night in the Capitol, and that got banned. And so it hasn't happened for 166 years, and we went through the ropes and tried not to have this particular pastor's discouraged because people were not, they shied away from it. Nobody, you know, religion or faith is a scary thing sometimes. Mm-hmm. And we helped get that started back in. And so now that is there every Wednesday evening, and now there's prayer services on Sunday for actually the policemen on Capitol Hill.
It's amazing. For those that don't know Peggy Niedenaber and Faith in Action, it's an amazing ministry to the nation's capital, unique like none other. In fact, Faith in Action is the only one that I know of that can get live animals, including a camel, into the District of Columbia.
For a live nativity scene, right?
For a live nativity scene that you're going to be doing in December. And also on Fox News in New York this coming December.
Awesome. Yeah. You know, Peggy, it's so encouraging to hear your stories, to hear what you're doing. I just want to get on a plane and run to D.C. and join you. How can people get involved and join you in this prayer?
You know, if they call our office, they are welcome to come to any of our outreach programs. If we have a last-minute prayer and you're in the area, you are welcome to touch base with us. Can I give our website out? This would be a perfect
Please,
time
go ahead
that
and
they
share.
Can maybe call. Okay. It's faithandaction.org. And if you want to call our office at 202-546-8329. We'd be more than welcome. We always welcome prayer warriors with us with anything that we do.
And of course, you can always call Liberty Council. You have that number as well. And our website, lc.org, lc.org. Liberty Council is working very closely with Faith in Action, not only on this confirmation process, but on so many other things. And we're going to be talking in future programs about some of the exciting new things that Faith in Action will be doing and expanding its missionary outreach to the nation's capital. And with regards to the nomination, I know you've been involved in other nominations before. Chief Justice John Roberts, Justice Samuel Alito, of course, this nomination. Tell us about what you're doing with regards to praying for that nominee, in this case, Judge Brett Kavanaugh, and how other people can get involved in that as well.
Yes. So visits to the Hill has already started. And this particular judge, once a nominee is chosen, has to visit every single senator in the Senate buildings, which is strategically right outside of our building.
That's 100 senators. That is a lot of visits.
That's 100 senators. And they don't have them all. They have them one at a time. So that's a lot of work for somebody. Sometimes there's three or four a day, making a very long day for the judge and his staff. And so what we do is we pray for that particular judge, his family, the staffers, the senators, everyone involved. There's a lot going on, and it can get heated. There can be a lot of controversy. And so we start by having a prayer in a building that's strategically in between the Supreme Court and the Senate buildings. And that prayer that we have, we pray for everything that's involved. Then we have prayer warriors that are surrounding the building during the entire process. And that can take almost 8 weeks. And then there's 2 weeks of confirmation hearings.
Wow.
Now, I know we want to talk a little bit more about that in other programs as well, but you have examples of how prayer makes a difference. Somebody says, well,
I do.
You know, okay, I can pray. Don't downplay the importance of prayer.
Absolutely.
Prayer is the number one thing that you can do. Obviously, we want you to contact your senators as well. We're going to give you information along the way. But we've got about a minute or so. Maybe if you could give us a little synopsis and we could expand on that in a future program.
Well, prayer has helped in a lot of things. There have been shootings on Capitol Hill. We are the emergency congressional prayer team, and we were the team that was there first on the spot.
So there's so many different opportunities. I mean, Faith in Action, there's stories that we want to tell you about. And on another program here on Faith and Freedom, Peggy's going to share some stories, and they are incredible about how God has strategically positioned Faith in Action right there behind the U.S. Supreme Court, literally across the street. A two-lane road separates Faith in Action from the U.S. Supreme Court. But it is the ministry of Faith in Action to the nation's capital, to the three branches of government, and all of the people associated with those branches of government. Peggy Niedenaber has been our guest with Faith in Action. We want you to be involved because this is a historic moment in America. Literally, Justice Kennedy was the swing vote on so many things, abortion, same-sex marriage, and so many other things. And as a result, that's why this is such a critical nomination process. Because on those critical issues, the nation could go completely the other way. And frankly, get the court back to the point of being an institution that is an institution of law, not of social policy. But we want you to be involved in prayer and in action. Go to Liberty Council's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. You'll also be able to get information about Faith in Action there as well. Call us or go to the website for more information how you can make a difference. We don't want you on the sidelines. We want you in the actual action. And you can be there, whether you're in D.C. or not, for prayer and in action. Go to lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.